my section was, everybody had a section except for myself and my colleague Dale Slaughter. He and I were in charge of sections 5 and 6. So in essence, we were responsible for all the archaeology from Linda Creek, which is just outside of Wiseman, all the way to Prudhoe Bay. So, and everybody, the other sections were, they had a crew and two supervisors for each section. The northern part, there were two sections for Dale and I. And the interesting thing is that probably 75% of the sites located in the entire project came from sections 5 and 6. But at any rate, so what we, again, you know, and I'm sort of the royal we, I guess, in this sense, determined was that our mitigative procedure was going to be excavation. In other words, we weren't going to write much off. I mean, we could, if we found some little dinky site, all right, that didn't amount to too much, just a couple of flakes scattered on the ground, we'd say, okay, just, you know, go over it. But anything that was any bigger than that, even though the regulations did not insist, all right, that we mitigate it, in other words, we could say, take her away, anything that was reasonably, I don't want to say large, but had the potential to provide some actual information, our mitigative technique was excavation. So that any time there was a threatened site, we were going to excavate it. Now, that didn't mean we had to excavate the entire thing. We only had to excavate that part that, first of all, anything out of what we called the CZW, construction zone width, all right, which was an area that was much broader than, you know, the road's 40 feet wide. The pipeline, you know, pad and the little access road along the pipeline, that's maybe another 40 feet wide. But the construction zone width would be the road and the pipeline and probably another 150 feet out on either side of that. So if we found sites outside of the construction zone width, we didn't even deal with them. I mean, we noted they were there, but, you know, we didn't even worry about them. If they were inside the construction zone width, and we, well, first of all, if they were directly in line with the road or directly in line with the pipeline, you know, we would excavate. But if they were 15 feet away from the road, even though they were in that construction zone, and we could assure ourselves by talking with the dirt spread foreman and so on and so forth that they could be met, then we left them alone as well. Now, we document them more, you know, we would gather more information from them than we would from something that was in the construction zone but outside of any, you know, danger of being impacted than we would otherwise. But we pretty much didn't, if we could assure ourselves that these things were going to pretty much be unimpacted, we didn't bother with them. We only went after the ones in terms of the mitigation process of excavation, ones that were right in the path of either the road or the pipeline.